Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shviz Davov in the Ois Vardar edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're starting the second line in the Amud. Says the Gemara, Tani, it says in the Braiso, Netio mein eser v'skeino mein sholosh. As we learned in the previous Mishnahs, if you have a young tree, so there you have the Halacha Moshe Mishinai, that you can plow the entire field, if you have 10 young trees in the field. For an old tree, you can plow the entire field if there's 3 trees in the field. Now this Bryce is telling us, Netio me'ein eser. Netio is like 10. And skeino, an old tree, is like 3. The Gemara understands it means to say that Netio will always require 10 trees. And a skeino will always require 3 trees. Says the Gemara, Osochami, come see. Netio she'nir'es keskeino. If you have a young tree that looks like an old tree, so the Bryce, that same Bryce, it says at the beginning, at noisin lo keskeino, then you treat it as a skeino. Meaning, if you have a young tree, happens to be that in age it's a young tree, but the way you look at it, the way it looks like, it is a big tree. It's a very heavy, wide tree. It looks old. So then you treat it like an old tree. That's what the Bryce says in the beginning. Says the Gemara, but now we just says that Omer Netio Mei Neser, and you just said Netio is like 10. Mashra, you always have to follow 10. Because if not, what is the Bryce trying to tell me? Says the Gemara, Omer Avchuno Mao Mei Neser, She'ein Netio Mei Shalosh. Meaning the general rule of Netio of 10 trees is that you don't look at it as 3 trees. What is it trying to tell you? Explains the Gemara, Shalot Toimar. If you have 3 young trees, but they bear more fruit than 10 old trees, so maybe you'll say, then they're fine to be 3, when they have so much fruit. And we learned earlier that if you have 10 old trees, you don't require them to do as many fruits as you require when they're single trees. What happens if you have 3 trees that do the amount more than the 10 trees of old that they're old? Should you go then be more lenient and allow to plow it because they do so much fruit? Similarly, Vitikavoso, similarly, Shalosh skeinos shem oisos ke'eser she'enam oisos. Meaning, as we found in old trees, that 3 trees that do fruits, they get the right to plow for them the entire field like 10 that don't do so much fruits. So maybe in young trees will be the same. The 3 young trees that do many fruits will have the din to plow the entire field until Rosh Hashanah, and they will be treated as if there's 10 trees over here. That's what we said, the netiyah, you always go the number 10, regardless of how many fruits it bears. But if the young tree looks like an old tree, then in the chanami you treat it like an old tree, not like a young tree. Continues the Gemara with base and says, Sodekonim, a reed field, Nidoines, and we're going to use Reb Chaim over here, Nidoines kinetios. You treat a reed field like the young trees. So says the one, what does that mean? We're not talking here regarding Shemitah, that you can plow the field until Rosh Hashanah like the young trees. That's not the din. Talk here regarding Satayim. What's Satayim? We have a din that when you have an open field, an Eruv of 2 Seas, you have a lot of carry in it. But if that field was planted in it, and you have grain being planted in it, it's not very useful, and therefore you can't carry in it. But if you didn't plant grain, you planted trees, then it's fine, because people like to have an open field with trees with shade and they go around it. It doesn't disturb you living there. If you have reeds, says the Gemara, reeds are like trees, and you have a lot of carry in the roof. In other words, we had a brisa that we didn't know what is that referring to. It was referring to Shemitah, or to something else. The Gemara says, not referring to Shemitah, it's referring to Halacha regarding Eruvin. Continues the Gemara and says, the quote in the Mishnah, Ayu Asoyos Keshura, if they're in one line, the 10 young trees, you cannot plow the entire field. So the Gemara, Leisa do pligal Shmuel, the Shmuel, Omar ba'asuyim Shura. Doesn't this argue in Shmuel that we learned earlier that says one line is enough? According to the Shita, they explained that Shmuel refers to Shemitah as well. We had a machlekes there in the Gemara. Shmuel referred to Shemitah only to a sale or a property. But if we hold, they speak about Shemitah, isn't that arguing in our Mishnah that says the one line of young trees does not work for the entire field? Says the Gemara, Tama Adesha Mefuzar B'toch Beiseo Atre Oysom Kilu Meleo. There that spreads out, right? The roots of the old tree spreads out all around the field. So then it looks as if it's full, even though it's sitting on a row. But here, referring to the young trees, when you have all the young trees in one row and they're not spread out, they don't really nurture from the field a lot. You cannot plow the entire field for these trees. Halacha was like the Mishnah. Hanetiyos ve'adiluim. So netiyos are the trees, and diluim are the top of pumpkins or gourds. Mitzar v'tor beisel, they join together to form the amount needed for beisel to plow the beisel. Hashem Gamliel loymer asoro diluim l'tor beisel choshiko beisel ad Rosh Hashanah. If you have 10 pumpkins in a Beiseo, you could plow the entire field to Rosh Hashanah. You don't have to have trees at all. Not like Tanakama that says that trees and gourds join together. According to Shem Gamliel, only the pumpkins, that's enough to plow the entire field to Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah on the Imasai Nikru Netiyos. What's the age of Netiyos? This, we learned before that if it looks like an old tree, maybe a tree like an old tree. But if it doesn't look like an old tree, what is the age of a Netiyo of a young tree? Until it gets to the time of chulin, we'll see in the Gemara, after it reaches the fifth year where it doesn't have any Gedusha. The first 3 years, it's Arla. On the fourth year, as a Gedusha's Neta Revai, when it gets to the fifth year, there has no Gedusha at all. The 7 year old tree. Or you take away the word Be'ilon, Netiyo Kishmo. Netiyo means a young tree, whatever people call it young. If a tree was cut off and there's less of a tefach left in the trunk from the ground, and then it grew from there, the din is kenetio. It's considered to be a young tree. Mitefach v'lamala, but if it's a tefach or above tefach, so then ke'ilon, it's like an old tree, divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Shvi'is Davov.